I gestured towards the rickshaw. Do those things cover the whole city? Most of Mulch. Mulch is the district we're in. No answer was forthcoming, so I just left the tent with him following me. I need to get from here, whatever here is, to a specific district of the city. I don't know how far it is, but I don't want to be cheated. I'm sure you can arrange that for me, can't you? Especially as I know where you live.
Get good price, you no worry.
Then a thought must have trickled through his skull.
No wait for friend?
No, I'm afraid I have business elsewhere, as does Mr. Quirrenbach. We won't be meeting again for a while. I sincerely hoped it was the truth. Some kind of hairy primate provided the motive power for most of the rickshaws, a human gene splice resetting the necessary homeo boxes so that his legs grew longer and straighter than the simian norm. In unintelligibly rapid Kinesian, Tom negotiated with another kid. They could almost have been interchangeable, except that the new kid had shorter hair and might have been a year older. Tom introduced him to me as Juan. Something in their relationship suggested they were old business partners. Juan shook my hand and escorted me to the nearest vehicle. Edgily now I glanced back, hoping Quirrenbach was still out cold. I didn't want to have to justify myself to him if he came round soon enough to have Tom tell him I was about to get a ride out of the terminus. There were some pills that could not be sugared, and being dumped by someone you imagined was your newfound travelling companion was one of them. Still, perhaps he could work the agony of rejection into one of his forthcoming Meisterwerks.
Where to, mister?
It was Juan speaking now with the same accent as Tom. It was some kind of post-plague argo, I guessed, a pidgin of Russish, Canadian, Norte, and a dozen other languages known here during the Belle Epoque. Take me to the canopy, I said. You know where that is, don't you?
Sure, he said. I know where canopy is, just like I know where Mulch is. You think I'm idiot like Tom?
You can take me there, then.
No, mister. I no can take you there.
I began to unpeel another bill, before realizing that our communicational difficulty stemmed from something more basic than insufficient funds, and that the problem was almost certainly on my side. Is the canopy a district of the city? This was met by a long-suffering nod.
You new here, huh?
Yes, I'm new. So why don't you do me a favor and explain just why taking me to the canopy is beyond your means? The bill I had half-peeled vanished from my grip, and then Juan offered me the rear seat of the rickshaw as if it were a throne finished in plush velvet.
I show you, man, but I no take you there, you understand? For that you need more than rickshaw.
He hopped in next to me, then leant forward and whispered something in the driver's ear. The primate began to pedal, grunting in what was probably profound indignation at the outcome to which his genetic heritage had been shaped. The bioengineering of animals, I later learned, had been one of the few boom industries since the plague, exploiting a niche that had opened up once machines of any great sophistication began to fail. Like Quirrenbach had said not long ago, nothing that happened was ever completely bad for everyone. So it was with the plague. The missing wall provided an entrance and exit point for the Volantors, and, I presume, the other flying craft, but rickshaws entered and left the parking area by means of a sloping concrete-lined tunnel. The dank walls and ceiling dripped thick mucosal fluids. It was at least cooler, and the noise of the terminus quickly faded, replaced only by the soft creaking of the cogs and chains which transmitted the ape's cycling motion to the wheels.
You knew